Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:07 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 12th. Well, this has been a day which has been characterized by strength in the dollar and just about all the commodities selling off rather aggressively, strength in the government bond markets, and weakness in the stock markets. And drawing it all together, what we're seeing to a certain extent is that all that goodwill that fed through Christmas and into the new year has come to a bit of an abrupt halt in the last couple of days. And we've also seen that the Dow and the S&P had rallied up to the upper side of these short-term ranges and have pulled back rather significantly in the last couple of days. Now, where we now see the Dow and the S&P at, so that's about 870, give or take, on the S&P and 8,500 on the Dow Jones. This is sort of the first area of potential support. And if they're going to rally and go back and test the upper side of those ranges, in the very short term, they need to rally from these areas right now. We need to see a rally start to come in tomorrow and sometime during this week for these markets to show evidence that there is enough of demand there to justify a view that they may go back up and test the upper side of these short-term ranges. In the absence of an upward dynamic to check this advance, which has been a couple of percent for the last 4 or 5 days consecutively, we need an upward dynamic to check all of that, and that needs to come in pretty quickly. Otherwise, we're going to start to see traders betting on a retest of somewhere around the lower side of those ranges. Bearish sentiment has certainly fallen away to an extent as these markets have tested the upper side of their ranges. If they go back down to look at those November lows or October lows, then we can anticipate that all of that bearish sentiment is going to come right back out, and we're going to get lots and lots more of those apocalyptic forecasts. And this, of course, is the time of year when people will start to be making forecasts for what we're going to see the rest of the year. But we would need to see stock markets taking out the lows that were posted in October and November to give any credence to some of those remarkably bearish forecasts. I think that the prognosis still remains slanted towards a ranging consolidation in a base formation development type stage, which could continue for a number of more months. Today saw downward dynamics in markets such as Brazil and a couple of the other commodity-related markets. Canada was down over 3% as well, and the IBOV in Brazil was down something like 5% and pulling back from the upper side of this range because it had tested that early October high and has generally been going sideways for almost 4 months in here, but continues to have that progression of higher lows, which, looking at the Brazil chart here, has been in evidence since the latter half of October, and it would need to take out that 35,000 level to break that short-term progression of higher lows. This has also been a day where we've seen precious metals selling off rather aggressively. You had gold down almost $33 on the spot, down to $821, breaking down from that short-term consolidation below $900. This is an interesting area because it is where the moving average is, and gold had spent a little bit of time last week above that moving average but has been now unable to sustain the move above its moving average, and that moving average continues to point downwards more than upwards. This is also looking potentially like the fourth lower high in this downtrend that we've had over the last year. So what we really need to see is gold pushing back above that $900 level, back above the moving average, and sustaining that move to break out of this medium-term downtrend. But looking at gold over the last 2 months particularly, it's put in an awful lot of work around this $800 level. So even if it is coming under pressure in the very short term, one has to question how much further it's going to fall. And certainly, I think, given that stock markets remain under pressure in here and the dollar is firmed up considerably, there is room for gold to outperform in much the same way that it outperformed other asset classes all the way through the latter part of last year. So I don't see a great deal of downside potential for gold, although it is under pressure in the very short term, and we do know what it has to do to tell us that demand is returning in force. This was also quite a tough day for those grains. You had corn locked limit down most of the day, down 30, and soybeans down 83. That is a rather large key reversal at the upper side of this range. So really, it does need to have a countermanding upward dynamic rather sharply to offset scope for this to come lower in here, and wheat was also quite weak in here as well. So a lot of commonality across the grain section. Going back to precious metals, platinum encountered resistance around that $1,000 level, but in relative terms, still cheap against gold, although that is probably going to come cheaper if this weakness persists. But I think that one lesson that we've all learned, anyone who's traded platinum in the last decade, is that it's best bought following corrections. It has seldom paid to buy breakouts with platinum, although obviously when it does break out of these long consolidations that it is prone to, then the strategy has to be changed quite quickly. But that doesn't appear to be the case right now. But that also does imply that it is best bought following corrections, and it does look like another one of these little reactions has begun. So it is worth keeping an eye on for when it begins to find support, because that will probably be a good buying opportunity. Silver also fell rather aggressively in here today, down almost 70 cents. Copper down nearly 10 cents as well. Nickel down nearly $1,500. So quite a lot of weakness right across the commodity sector. And that is in large part due to the strength of the dollar, which found a little bit of support in here. It was up 35 ticks on that dollar index. And it looks like it is just going to take time for this dollar to, or for investors to become convinced that this very, very good medium-term rally that the dollar has had is over. We saw that the pound was also down nearly 3 full cents. So still very much within that range that it has been trading in the last 3 months, and looks like it's going to head back towards the lower side of that range. Treasuries were also considerably stronger in here today. They had fallen from about 142 down to 132 last week, ranged most of the week sideways in a very tight range, broke up from that today. And we need to bear in mind that, of course, that big downward dynamic on a weekly basis that we saw in the Treasury market has capped that move in the short, probably the medium term. But there is still potential for this market to rally up in the short term, because it was oversold in that very short-term window before extending this downtrend. And it does look like we are looking at that happening in here right now. So it looks that like a number of asset classes are going to come under pressure, at least in the short term, as some of the very good moves that we've had in the last 2 weeks are unwound to a certain extent. And it will be interesting to see where we see markets beginning to find support, and if they're going to continue this rally that we've seen at the beginning of the year in the next month or two, then they will find support relatively quickly. We will see these bonds encountering resistance close to their highs, and we will see the dollar encountering resistance below that type 2 top formation that we pointed out in December. And those are the things that we will be watching. Of course, we will also be keeping an eye on a number of these other indicators, such as the VIX and the TED spread, and particularly those 3-month yields, which last week moved off the 0% mark. And I'm just pulling it up here on the Bloomberg. They've pulled back a little bit in here, but they're still above zero, and there is still considerable potential for them to rally rather significantly. And that first big upward dynamic that we see there, which is incontrovertible, will be a very good indication that real money is being put back into these markets rather than the trickle that has been in evidence so far. And with that, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.